Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Martin Schroeder, another of the six scientists we were seeking, had been killed under suspicious circumstances in Sao Paulo. French-Italian dancer Fecarelli and the red-headed American bird painter Hetty Fitzhenry were missing from Rio at the time. Then we discovered that they were in Sao Paulo and that they'd been there at the time of Schroeder's death. My Rio contact, Sir Giles Davenport, had a permanent flat at Sao Paulo, a starting-off point for his bird-watching exploits in more ways than one. We went there immediately with his native servant, Angelo. While Angelo was engaged in further investigations, Sir Giles and I looked in at the Golden Eagle, a night spot where we believed Hetty was to be found each evening. She was there, but made it very clear that my presence was resented. I recognized Faye as one of the dancers in a floor show, based on some ancient Aztec festival dance. She, too, seemed to make it clear that I was no longer wanted. But back in Sir Giles' flat, I was amazed to hear first from Faye, then from Hetty.
Oh, watch her, Carson. You can't be careful enough.
No, don't worry, sir.
Hey, Bruce, are you still there?
Of course, my dear.
Well, what's going on at your end of the line?
Well, Sir Giles was just asking who owned the charming American accent.
I can imagine. But, Bruce, honey, I was in an awful mood when I spoke to you at the Golden Eagle.
You didn't seem yourself.
I was livid.
You cut me to the quick, you know.
Oh, you make me feel awful. I won't rest one second until I can make amends.
Uh-huh, that's more like the Hetty I've been dreaming about.
Steady, brother.
That's a fact, though.
All right, all right. But let me do some explaining. You see, when I saw you come in with Sir Giles, it got the Fitzhenry blood right above boiling point.
Well, how so?
Well, I'm trying to forget a certain good-looking guy, and any walks just as handsome as ever.
You flatter me, Hetty.
Go on, Carson, you know it.
You're making me feel much, much happier.
I'm glad, but not the way I'd like to.
Oh, Hetty, my dear...
Don't get carried away.
Don't worry, sir.
But, Bruce, how about you meet me? Come over to my hotel.
Well, I'd love to, Hetty.
Well...
Only I'm tied up.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid so, my dear.
Oh, I know. While I've been sulking, some other girls moved in.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No? Then when am I going to see you?
Well, how about the Golden Eagle tomorrow night?
Oh, Bruce, why waste the morning?
But I am rather anxious to attend the Golden Eagle under more cordial circumstances.
Oh, we can talk that over, huh? How about you ring me in the morning and we'll have coffee or break the drought, eh? I'm staying at the Central.
Right, then. I'll ring you.
And mind you do. Else I'll run you down and haul you out. Bye for now, you hunk of man.
Bye, Hetty. Well, Sam?
Remarkable, Carson. Quite remarkable. I simply don't understand these women, Carson. They do the oddest things. One moment they're telling you what an utter brute and cad you are, and the next they're all apology. Dying to lure you off with sweet words and promises to some midnight rendezvous.
That's the cynical Sir Giles talking, eh?
I fear so, old man.
Yeah, it is confusing.
By Jove, it is.
Yeah, but Faye's supposed to be picking me up outside here by taxi. I'd better move, sir.
I don't like it, Carson. Do watch your step.
I will, sir.
What's this business of saying I will and patting yourself on the chest?
Got a brace of the old pipes.
Oh. Well, I shan't be too cynical. But, man, play her at her own game. Find out what the deuce is happening or about to happen at the Golden Eagle.
There was some reason for Faye's presence at that night spot, and perhaps Hetty was there watching her. We assumed they were both our rivals in the grim search for the secret weapon, and we believed that they represented different powers. But we weren't sure, and to find out was the most important thing. The trouble was that in the company of the exotic Faye, a fellow started to find other things more important. She snuggled close as the taxi driver took us out of town a little. She dismissed him, and we found ourselves just off a main road overlooking the city.
Ah, Monsieur Bruce, to get the freshness of the air into your lungs.
Ah, lovely spot, this.
So different to all the smoke and stuffiness of the Golden Eagle.
Must be a relief to get out of that costume you wear.
You not like it, no?
Well, it's extremely eye-catching with that splendor of birds' feathers, but that mask you wear must make it very hot.
Oh, oui. But what we do for art?
I suppose there's some art attached.
Of course, Monsieur Bruce. The performance is based upon the dances of the Aztecs. The dance they do once every year. And, Monsieur Bruce.
Hello, what's this?
I do the same dance without the mask and the great feathers if you play the pipe.
What pipe?
The one that is my favorite.
Oh, the musical box.
Oui.
Oh, I don't know that I have it with me.
Oh, yes, you have.
Really?
I know. Because as we drive here, I feel into your pocket.
Indeed. You little minx. Yeah, it seems I just can't ever trust you.
Oh, yes, Monsieur Bruce, you can, you can.
Well, then how about we leave pipes for present? We have a number of things to talk over.
Oh, Monsieur Bruce, I wish to show you I am sorry. You believe me now.
So, I'd say you're sorry more often.
As often as you wish.
No. Let's get down to our talk first.
Anything you desire.
Well, last I heard of you, my dear, was your very thoughtful piece of information.
I not understand.
Well, I chartered a seaplane to go north of Rio on a pasture survey. You contacted Sir Giles and told him there was a bomb planted on the plane.
Oh, that.
It wasn't really something to be shrugged away, my dear. After all, it did save our lives.
You find the bomb?
We did.
Then everything is all right. Why make the fuss?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for it.
For the bomb? You not think
no,
that
no,
I...
No. I certainly don't think you did it, my dear.
Oh, for a moment, Monsieur Bruce. I think you imagine I wish to get rid of you.
Oh, how could I? But I'm curious to know how you came to hear it was planted.
I get a telephone call.
Who from?
The man. He said to me, you friend of Monsieur Bruce Carson? I say, oui, I am the closest friend of all. He say, you desire to see him again ever? I say, if I not, I think I kill myself. He say, you better do things quick because the big bomb in the plane is in the disguise of the fire extinguisher.
Who was this man?
Oh, how do I know? I never hear his voice before.
He just phoned out of the blue, huh?
Oui.
Curious.
Oh, perhaps. But so many strange things happen about you, Monsieur Bruce, that I no longer think it curious. It never matter what happened.
All right, then. Let that one pass. But when I get back from my pasture survey, I find that you've vanished.
How you discover that?
I went to the White Tulip Cabaret. Senor Reliana, the owner fellow, said you just disappeared. He said other things, too.
What else he say?
Well, that he was desperately in love with you.
Oh, oui. That's why I leave.
Ah, I see.
No longer am I able to tolerate his advances. He grows so jealous, so, possessing.
So you, just decided to come to Sao Paulo?
Oui.
And overnight, you walk into the leading part in a very brilliantly staged floor show at the Golden Eagle.
Oh, no. Raoul asked me persistently to come.
Uh-huh.
Raoul also possessing, but in a different way.
Well, how so?
Oh, to him, whatever I say is the law. He think I dance rather well.
Don't we all?
But he is the expert. Once all over Europe, the people cheer for him. He stages the floor show.
I see.
He is very angry that you used a feast on him.
Oh, but, my dear, I just had to see you.
Oui. But I make up my mind that to care for you is a waste of time. I decided I no longer desire to see you because I grow so upset if I think you are with other women. And tonight I see you talk with the one with the red hair.
Well, I just happened to find her there.
You come looking for her, oui?
No. Just happened to drop in. How would I know she was there?
And why is she there, Monsieur Bruce?
She paints birds. Perhaps she's sketching your feathered costume.
She tell you that when you come to the Golden Eagle?
No, on the contrary. She didn't want to have a thing to do with me.
No?
No. Matter of fact, I got a pretty poor reception all round there.
Oh, Monsieur Raoul, most angry with you. He not let you in again.
But, Faye, I thought it was your idea that I wasn't to be let in. After all, I only wanted to see you. And this Raoul fellow tried to stop me.
Monsieur Bruce, I changed my mind, but he will not. Stay away. It saves so much trouble.
I'll try.
And now, we forget everything.
Hold on, Tick.
What is it, Monsieur Bruce?
Thought I heard a rustle.
But we are not the only lovers here. Monsieur Bruce, allow me to prove how sorry I am.
Undercover work had its compensations, perhaps. Though it was pretty clear that while both Hetty and Fay wanted to mend the breach again, neither wanted me to go near the Golden Eagle. It was a diverting time to be trying to think of some way to find out what attraction that place held for the agents of our rival powers. But Fay had ways and means of making a fella forget. That was a bad error.
Monsieur Bruce, then these could go on forever and ever.
So, would be interesting.
Most. It would be unwise to move. Either of you.
Aliana.
Indeed, senorita.
So I did hear a rustle.
Indeed you did, senor. Senor, and you will hear the report of this gun, unless you do as I say.
Now, look here, old chap. I thought we came to some arrangement.
Indeed. You assured me that you were attempting to trace Senorita Carelli.
Well, haven't I?
But the arrangement did not permit you to take her into your arms.
Reliana, you will be wise to leave before you make a great fool of yourself. Monsieur Carson has strange and dangerous ways of getting the better of a man with a gun.
See, and I know of them. That is why I insist that he hand over to me at once the full collection of his beloved pipes. Then I shall take care of you, my adorable Fay.
So there it was. There was nothing I could do but hand over the half a dozen pipes that were tucked away in my pockets. There was something of vital consequence happening in Sao Paulo with the Golden Eagle as center. But now a frustrated Romeo was obstructing my freedom in Operation Death Ray.